Revi, the Eileh Togos Aaron and Moshe, and these are the offspring of Aaron and Moshe, Biyom Diber Hashem es Moshe Bahar Sinai, on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai. Rashi is bothered that if you look at the psukim that will follow, it only mentions the children of Aharon. It does not mention the children of Moshe. So how can the pasuk say these are the offspring of Aaron and Moshe if it only mentions Aaron's children? Rashi therefore tells us that kol hamelamed es ben chaveri Torah mala olav hakosav kilu yoldei. Somebody who teaches his friend's son Torah, the Torah considers it as if he fathered that child. And therefore the pasuk is saying like this, Ve'ela told us Aharon. These are the actual children of Aharon. When did these children become Moshe's children? Moshe biyom diber Hashem es Moshe b'Har Sinai. They also became Moshe's children on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, when Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe. And therefore, Moshe was able to relate this Torah to Aaron's children. That's when Aaron's children also became Moshe's children. The Mefarshim ask, if that's the case, that somebody who teaches his friend's son Torah, it's as if he fathered him, why does the Torah over here only mention that Aaron's children were Moshe's children? It should mention that all of Klal Yisrael were also considered Moshe's children, since he taught them Torah too. Maskil David answers that we learned in Rashi and Parshas Kisisa that there was a seder, a order, to the way Moshe taught the Torah. First he taught the Torah to Aharon, and then he repeated it to Aaron's two sons, Elazar and Isamar, with Aaron waiting on the side. And then all three of them waited as he related the Torah to the Nasiim. And afterwards, the fourth time, it was related to Klal Yisrael. So since we see that the Torah was first related to Aaron's children and then to the rest of Klal Yisrael, there was a maila, an advantage of the way the Torah was taught to Aaron's children more than the rest of Klal Yisrael. They were taught the Torah first. Therefore, the Torah specifically says that these children, Elazar and Isamar, are considered the children of Moshe. The Eileh Shemois Bnei Aharon, and these are the names of the children of Aharon. Habachor, the firstborn, was Nadav, followed by Avihu, Elazar, and Isamar. Eileh Shemois Bnei Aharon, HaKahanim HaMeshuchim. These are the names of the children of Aharon who were Kahanim that were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Ashemile Yodam Lechahen, who their hands were filled, they were inaugurated, Lechahen, to serve. Vayomas Nadav Avihu, and Nadav and Avihu died Lefnei Hashem before Hashem, Behakrivam Eish Zara, when they offered a strange fire Lefnei Hashem before Hashem, Bemidbar Sinai, in Midbar Sinai, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Shemini. Uvonim Loi Hayu Lohem, they died without any children, they never got married. Vayichahin Elazar V'Isamar, Al Pnei Aaron Aviyam, and Elazar and Isamar became Kohanim in the presence and in the lifetime of Aaron their father. Which means that if Aaron the Kohen Gadol became Tamei, Elazar and Isamar were able to take his place and become the Kohanim Gedolim when he was Tamei. The Mefarshim ask, why does the Pasuk say Vayomas Nadav Vaviu in the singular? It should have said Vayomusu Nadav Vaviu. And they answer according to the Zayar, that says, before a person marries, he is considered a half of a person. After acquiring a wife, he becomes a complete entity. At the time of their death, Nadav Avihu were both single, and therefore each one of them was only considered a half a person. Therefore together they were considered as one. That's why the singular is used when it says, Vayomos Nadav Avihu. Zok Rashi Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ela Toldos Aaron u'Moshe, Ve'enu Maskir Ela B'nei Aharon. The Pasuk does not mention only the children of Aharon. V'nikro Toldos Moshe. But still, they are considered the offspring of Moshe. Lefi shalom dan Torah, because he taught them Torah. Melame, this teaches us, shekol hamelamed es ben chaveri Torah, anybody who teaches his friend's son Torah, male olav hakosav kilu yoldei. The Torah considers it as if he fathered this child. B'yom diber Hashem es Moshe, on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe, nasu elu hatolda shaloi. On the day that Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe, the children of Aharon became his children. Shalomdon, he taught them mashalomad b'piyagvura, what he learned from the great one, the mighty one Hashem. Apnei Aharon, Elazar and Isamar became Kohanim Gedolim b'chayov in the lifetime of Aharon. If Aharon was Tomei, Elazar and Isamar were able to step in. And the pasuk continues, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Hakrevis matei Levi. Bring Shevet Levi close, v'hamadato oisai lefnei Aaron HaKohen, and set them up before Aaron HaKohen, v'sherzu oisai, in order that they should serve him, they should help him in his job. In what way will they help Aaron? V'shamu es mishmartoi, they will watch his watching, they will watch his job and help him in his job. And the job of the Eda lefnei oil moed, before the oil moed. Ves mishmeres kol ha'eda means that really the bechoros were supposed to help Aaron to watch and make sure that Klal Yisrael doesn't come close to the Mishkan. But since they worshipped the Egel, they became unfit for this job, and the Leviim took their place. That's what it means, ves mishmeres kol ha'eda, that the job of the Leviim was really supposed to be the job of the Eda. Lavoides avoides ha'mishkan, the Leviim should do the jobs in the Mishkan, to help the Kaihanim in keeping the Yisraelim away from coming close to the Dvorim Shebekedusha. Vishamru es klei oil moed, and they will watch the kalim of the oil moed, making sure that the Yisraelim do not come close. Ves mishmeres b'nei Yisrael, and this also was supposed to be the job of the b'nei Yisrael of the Bechoros. Lavoides avoides ha'mishkan, to do the work in the Mishkan, the Leviim will sing in the Mishkan. Benosatas Halavim, and you shall give the Levim La'aron to Aaron Ulavanam and his children. Nesunim Nesunim Hemalai, they shall be given to him to help him out in the avoida of keeping the Israelim away from the Mishkan. Me'es B'nei Yisrael, from among the B'nei Yisrael. Ves Aaron Ves Bonav Tifkoid, and Aaron and his children you shall appoint. Vishamu es Kuhnasam, they shall watch their Kahuna to make sure that a Levi or Yisrael shall not come close to do their avoida by sprinkling the blood, or by being makdir korbanos on the mizbeach. Vazor hakorev you must. And a zor, a Levi or Yisrael that will come close to the avoida of the kahanim, will die a misa bidei shamayim. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Va'ani and I, how did I acquire the Leviim to become servants to me? Hine lokachtes ha'Leviim. Behold, I have taken the Leviim mitoich b'nei Yisrael, from among the b'nei Yisrael, tachas kol b'chor. In exchange, and instead of every Bechor, Peter Rechem Ibn Yisrael, the opening of every womb of the Bnei Yisrael, the Hayuli Alevim, and the Levim became mine instead of the Bechor. Kiliko Bechor, because every Bechor became mine, B'yom HaKoisi Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim, on the day that I hit and killed every Bechor in the land of Mitzrayim, every firstborn Mitzri, Hikdashti Li Kol Bechor B'Yisrael, then I made holy to me every firstborn Be Yisrael among Klal Yisrael. May Odom ad Behemo, from a person to an animal. Li Yu, they will be mine. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Abarbanel explains, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem who watches over this world. And I saw how the Bechorim sinned, and therefore they weren't fit for my Avoida. I therefore took the Leviim instead of them. Zok Rashi, Besherus Uoisoi, and they will help him. Umahu Asherus, what is the help that the Leviim will do for the Kahanim? The next pasuk says, "Vishamu es mishmartoi." They will watch his job. Lefi, because sheshmiras hamigdash olav, the watching of the migdash is upon Aaron to watch. Shalayik rav zor, that a zor, a non koyin, should not come close. K'mo shenema, like the pasuk says, "Ato uvanecho, you and your children, uveisavicha, and your father's house, itach with you." Tisu es havoid hamigdash, will carry the avera of the migdash. The kahanim are responsible to watch the migdash. Valavim halalu, and now these Leviim, Messiahim Oisam, will help them. Zuhi Asherus, this is the job and this is the helping that the Leviim will do for the Kaihanim. Vishamu es Mishmartoi, and they will watch his job. Kol Minoi, any appointment, Sheha'oda Memuna Olav, that a person is appointed upon, Umutal Olav La Soisoi, and it is incumbent upon him to do, Kari Mishmeres is called a Mishmeres, an assignment. Bechol Hamikra Uvalashim Mishnah, in the pasuk and also in the Mishnayos. K'moshe Amru beBiksam Veseresh, like the Chachamim said in Maseches Megillah, by Biksam Veseresh, Haloi Ein Mishmarti uMishmartecha Shavah. My assignment and your assignment are not equal. V'chein Mishmores Kahuna Ulevia, and so too the Mishmores, the groups of Kahanim and Leviim, where every week another group came in, and they were called a Mishmar. They were also assigned to specific jobs, and therefore they were called Mishmores. Zok Rashi ves Mishmeres b'nei Yisrael, Shekulam hoyu zekukin letzorcha migdash. All of Klal Yisrael really had to be part of helping and working in the Beis HaMikdash. Elo shalaviim boim tachteim, only that the Leviim came instead of them, bishlichusam, as their messengers. Lefikach loikchim mehem ha-maisrois b'schoron. That is why the Leviim take maisrois as a reward for doing the job of the Bechoros. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Ki sochar hu lachem chelef avodaschem. it is a reward for you in exchange for your avoda. Since the Bechoris really should have done the avoda, and you are taking their place, therefore the Yisraelim have to pay you Meiser for your job.
The Sunim Hemaloi, they are given to you, LeEzra as assistants. They should help you watch the Mishkan.
Me'ez B'nei Yisrael, K'may Mitoch B'nei Yisrael. From among the B'nei Yisrael, the Levim were taken. K'loimar, Mishar Kol Ha'eda Nivdolu, from the rest of the Eda they were separated, Lekach, for this. B'gzeres Hamokim, and this was a decree by Hashem. For who Nitnam Loi, and Hashem gave them, the Levim, to the Kaihanim. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Ve'etno as Levim Nesunim La'aron Ulevonov. I will give the Levim Nesunim given to Aaron and his children to help with the Tzorche HaMikdash. Ves'aron ves'bonov tifkoid, and Aaron and his children you shall appoint. Loshem Pekidos. It means a Loshem, a language of appointing. Ve'eno Loshem Minyan. Over here the word Pekoid does not mean to count. And this is similar to Rashi in Pasuk Nun, where there also on the Pasuk Ve'ato Hafket es HaLevim, Rashi says that it means a Loshen of appointing. Zok Rashi v'shomu es kunosam, and they, the Kohanim, should watch their kahuna. Kabolas domim, the Kohanim should make sure that they are the ones who accept and catch the blood, whose rika, they are the ones who sprinkle it. Vaktoro, and they are the ones who smoke it on the Mizbeach. Va'avoides ha'mesuris le'kahanim, and all the other avoides that were given over to the Kohanim, they have to make sure that a Yisrael does not do it. Va'ani hine lokachti. Where did I acquire the Levim mitoch bnei Yisrael, from among the bnei Yisrael, sheyu Yisrael seichrin oisin l'sheiru sheli, that the Yidden should hire them for my job? Ayidei abechores achisi bohem, through the bechores I acquired them, ulekach tim tmurasam, and I took them instead of the bechores. Lefisha oiso avoid the bechores, because the avoided was originally by the bechores. Ukishachatu ba'egel, but when they sinned by doing the egel, nifsalu, they became unfit. Va'levim shele'ovdu avodah zarah, the Levim who did not worship the avodah zarah of the Egel, nifcharu tachteim, were chosen instead of them.